You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Local governments in New Zealand met yesterday and voted by a majority of 64% to join forces in calling for a ban on the private sale and use of fireworks. Auckland Councillor Cathy Casey has advanced this movement through the Auckland Council and is pleased with the support for this ban across New Zealand's local governments. I spoke with Cathy about the proposed ban and what local governments in New Zealand hopes to come out of it. I began by asking Cathy why fireworks should be banned.
Fireworks should be banned because they cause year-round injury and distress to both people and animals. That's the long and short of it. Of course, they cause fire and damage to property, but they are just an absolute year-round nuisance. And Auckland has told the council that in 8,000 submissions last year, 90% of which supported our stand on the ban. So it's a remit that its time has come. You know, we are way behind the rest of the world on this. Australia banned private sale and use of fireworks in the 1980s. That was 30 years ago. The two states where fireworks are allowed have really real restrictions that are much more severe than New Zealand. So we're just catching up. It's definitely a remit whose time has come.
What are the current rules around fireworks?
Well, we've done everything we can in Auckland. We've banned fireworks in public places, and that's the extent of our powers. We have no control at all over what happens on private land, and that's the issue. While we can control our public places, we can't control our private places. The calls when they come in come to us about noise on private property, and there's nothing we can do about it, really. And so this is a call for the government to take action. Again, it's not something that just Auckland wants. The local government New Zealand vote has shown this is something whose time has come for New Zealand. And there have been two massive petitions. If you recall, back in 2015, there were 35,000 signatures went to government. And just last year, another 18,000 signatures calling for a ban on the private sale and use. So I think we're testing the water here, and I think New Zealand has said we've had enough. And so now it's over to David Parker, who's the minister. And fireworks are currently governed by the Hazardous Substances and Noxious Organisms Act. I wrote to David after the council in Auckland had a unanimous vote, that's quite rare as well, a unanimous vote to ask for a ban on the private sale and use. David Parker, of the letter in front of me, wrote back to me on the 20th June saying that he'd like to meet with me, but he'd prefer to wait until after the New Zealand local government conference, where he understood there was going to be a remit up for a vote. So he was watching the weekend's vote, and he said, you know, after that point, if there is interest, I would be happy to meet with you in due course. So I will now, that's top of my list, I will be back in Wellington as soon as possible, just to make sure that David Parker understands I think if you stop 10 people in the street, I think 9 of them now will say, yeah. It's not about getting rid of fireworks, Jemima. It's about having fireworks safely in public displays. That's what people want. And we're really good at that in local government. We love putting on events. We love bringing people together. And it might not just be for Guy Fawkes. I think there's lots and lots of really good, diverse events that could be celebrated via fireworks. And, you know, bringing people together is great. It's better to bring people together to have safe fireworks than let off unsafe fireworks in your backyard and scare the horses. Literally, the horse community has been terrified of fireworks.
And I understand that, but what about for those sort of people that don't live in particularly rural areas that, you know, have fireworks in their homes where they put their pets inside, you know, close all the windows, close all the doors, and then let off fireworks themselves? Do you think those people potentially are not going to be as on board as maybe people that are working at, you know, living in more sort of rural areas with larger sort of stock and animals?
Well, again, the vote in Auckland showed that it's Auckland people. Auckland people want to see fireworks banned. We're a growing city. We've got a big population, and it's much better to control the use of fireworks than have an uncontrolled use. Look, if one child or animal is injured by a stray firework or a malicious firework, it's one child or animal too many as far as I'm concerned. We've had enough of it. Ask the SPCA, ask the emergency services. They are on high alert all the time. It's just not fair.
I know what you were saying before about public displays of fireworks. Do you think... that to be able to get those people that maybe aren't on board with a ban, those in the public, do you think that, you know, talking about having more public displays of fireworks or something else to get those people on board and know that like fireworks aren't just going to disappear out of out of their lives, well, I suppose.
Why do people let off fireworks? They like the spectacle. And if we can provide public spectacles, that fulfills the need, doesn't it? I think it does. I think that I remember when I was in Scotland going along to Glasgow Green to watch the, you know, the spectacle at New Year. We've got the fireworks downtown at New Year. I think that that's the answer to this, is to make sure that local government and sponsors provide safe public displays, and I think that would fill the gap. When, you know, people want to celebrate their festivals, you know, Matariki, but we want to do it. Yesterday at the conference, in support of the remit, we had a speaker who said that they wanted fireworks for Matariki, but they felt that it was unsafe to have them outside without real controls around them. And it was mainly because of the bird life. Now, that's another aspect to this we haven't mentioned so far. It's our wildlife that suffer as well. It's the unseen birds in the trees in your garden where you're setting off these things that suffer. And so it's an end to suffering. I think that this is a remit whose time has come, and I think I look forward to David Parker taking urgent action to make sure that we follow Australia and ban the sale and private use of fireworks.
So just, I want to get your opinion on that. After it was a local government sort of conference, then David Parker's going to hear what everybody has to say about it and then potentially take that to government. What do you think with creating legislation or a bill around this, do you think it'll be something that will go to a referendum? Do you think it's important that the public's consulted on it? Or do you think it is one of those things that we just sort of know what the public think and we're just going to push it through anyway?
I can only speak for Auckland, and we know what Aucklanders think. That's why we brought the remit here to local government. Local government has opportunity. You know, we've been working with these remits for a few months now. Some councils pulled, some councils made decisions on behalf of. But what's apparent now is that local government, New Zealand, supports the ban on private sale and use, and that's really important. Now, how the government deals with that, I think there is enough evidence and support in terms of the petitions, now the remit from local government, and I think that it's just time to take action and just do it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.